Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
City Council temporarily suspends camper rules for campery event. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Gillette City Council has suspended city ordinances prohibiting occupancy in campers, motorhomes, and recreational vehicles in all residential areas from July 31, 2024 through August 13, 2024. According to a press release from the Public Information Office, the action was taken in response to lodging shortages expected in the community as Gillette hosts the Pathfinders International Camperee event this summer. Property owners interested in having someone stay in a camper, motorhome, or RV on their land during this period must obtain a no-cost permit with the city. Permit applications are available in the Planning Division, located on the second floor of City Hall. Additional restrictions are as follows. Campers, motorhomes, and RVs must be set up, leveled, and parked on concrete, asphalt, or gravel surfaces located entirely on private property. Placement of campers, motorhomes, and RVs is strictly prohibited in yards, grass, and irrigated areas. Tent setup, placement, and occupancy is allowed in yard, grass, irrigated areas, and open space located entirely on private property, but restroom facilities must be made available. Placement of campers, motorhomes, RVs, and tents is strictly prohibited within all public right-of-ways. City streets and city-owned property, including parks, open spaces, drainage ways, and other facilities. Campers, motorhomes, and RVs shall be connected to city utilities, including metered water, sewer, and electricity. For permit information, contact the Planning Division at the city at 686-5281. For other information, contact the Public Affairs Director, Jennifer Toscana, at 686-5202. Commissioners approved Gillette College's plan to use former road and bridge site for CDL program. The Campbell County Commissioners have granted the Gillette College permission to explore using the county's old road and bridge facility for its new commercial driver's license program. Previously, the commission had advised the college to proceed cautiously. We need to either tell the college people to continue to march or pump the brakes. Shellstead also said that the sheriff's office had been told by prior commissioners that it could use the property, while Gillette College Dean of Career and Technical Education, Travis Grubb, highlighted the program's creation due to a long-standing truck driver shortage. The college intends to use the facility on 4J Road for student training. Despite initial reservations, Commissioners Jim Ford, Kelly McCreary, and Bob Jordan supported the college's use of the property. McCreary suggested a temporary lease, while Jordan expressed concerns about long-term plans for the facility. Public Works Director Matt Olson noted the CDL program's potential benefits for county departments needing employees with CDLs. Ford proposed including a lease condition to reserve training slots for county employees. Commissioner Ford said, "I think we can be doing a lot more, a lot better with that piece of property." For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.